This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hagayani. President Draupadi Murmu today virtually inaugurated the senior citizen home of Mahabodhi Positive Living Society at Delhi Village Tawang in presence of Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar. In response to the news, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post has appreciated President Murmu and Union Minister for virtually inaugurating the senior citizen home. Khandu also extended his appreciation to Deputy Commissioner Tawang Kanki Darang, ZPC Tawang, PRI members, Gao Buras and the senior citizens for participating in the meaningful initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's coastal states and port cities will become key centres of growth for a Viksit Bharat. Marking a milestone in India's maritime journey, the Prime Minister today dedicated the Vizhinjam International Seaport in Kerala to the nation. Describing Vizhinjam Port as a symbol of new age development, Vizhinjam Deepwater Seaport, developed at a cost of 8,800 crore rupees, enables the smooth arrival of the world's largest cargo ships. Mr. Modi said that India's dependency on foreign ports for 75% of transshipment operations is now set to change with Vizhinjam Port. Underscoring the critical role of the private sector in elevating India's maritime industry, Mr. Modi said that this collaboration has upgraded India's ports to global standards. Vizhinjam International Seaport is the first semi-automated port in the country. The Waves Bazaar has recorded confirmed business transactions worth 254 crore rupees across the film, music, animation, radio and VFX sectors in the first 1.5 days of Waves 2025. Speaking to the media, Sanjay Jaju, Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, stated that with 2 more days remaining in this landmark summit, the figure is expected to rise significantly. Achieving another milestone, a film project titled Khidki Gaon from the viewing room vertical of Waves Bazaar has finalized its post-production and VFX deal with the Asian Cinema Fund, the business fund market of the Busan International Film Festival. The project is valued at 2 crore rupees. Union Minister of Labour and Employment and Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh L. Mandavia, called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. They had an insightful discussion focused on youth empowerment, sports development and labour-related challenges in the state. The governor emphasized that while the talent is abundant, there is a pressing need to provide adequate facilities and infrastructure to help these young sportspersons reach their full potential. In the meantime, the union minister has assured to create opportunities for Arunachal's youth and improve the socio-economic landscape through focused initiatives in sports and labor development. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik reviewed the security scenario of the state at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. During the meeting, State Home Minister Mama Natung, Additional Director General of Police Vivek Kishore, and Inspector General of Police Law and Order Chukhu Apa briefed the governor on key issues including the progress of border fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border, the inner line permit regime and other critical internal security matters. Calling to strengthen the inner line permit system, the governor described it as a vital legal and administrative safeguard for the state. The governor also discussed the state's surrender policy and reviewed the overall internal security situation in consultation with the Home Minister and senior police officials. The ICR Nahalagan police has intensified late-night patrolling in vulnerable and isolated areas. Police teams from Papu Hills, Nahalagan, Nirjuli and Bandadwa police stations are actively engaged in regular night patrols to deter criminal activities and ensure swift response to any untoward incidents. These patrols are a preventive mechanism against offences such as theft, burglary, snatching and unlawful activities. In the meantime, Superintendent of Police ICR Nahalagan, Mihin Gambo, has appealed to all citizens to extend full cooperation to patrolling teams and adhere to lawful instructions issued by police personnel during night hours. Residents are advised to avoid unnecessary movement and to promptly report any suspicious activities or persons to the nearest police station. The India Met Department has issued a yellow alert over Tawang, West Kameng, East Kameng, Lower Subansiri, Anjao, Tirap and Longding districts in the state. IMD has forecast thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all. It is News Bulletin. Namaskar.